We'd like to welcome everybody to the March 6th, 2017 City Council Study Session. All of our council members are present and accounted for. The first item on our agenda for this study session is to review items on the agenda for tonight's regular council meeting. So, council, if you could please take a look at that agenda. First item is various liquor license applications. Item four are various purchasing contracts. I think this was the subject of our council meeting last Thursday as well. Item five are various resolutions. Six is introducing an ordinance and setting the public hearing. Seven is taking public comment on an ordinance. And eight is approval of various subdivision plats. Council, any questions regarding any of those items? Okay. If not, they will remain on the consent agenda. The next item on our agenda for this meeting is to hear reports on meetings and conferences attended. Anyone have anything they'd like to share? Yes, Mr. Luna.
We want to thank city staff for a wonderful community spirit kickball game, and several of us participated. Maybe my colleagues want to make comments about them.
The final game came down between PD and fire, and fire, of course, won. So PD, you got some strengthening of those legs to do for next year to kick the ball like those fire guys were. But good job to fire and good job to staff for putting on such a well-run event. So thank you.
Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr.
I also heard that they made more this year than they have in the past by quite a bit, which is great for a charity event.
That's great. I saw a few people on crutches today, but you would think that you laugh, but I'm not kidding.
That's no, it's true. The truth. Yeah, there were a few.
This is serious kickball.
Yeah. We had two of our own council members that played as well.
Yes.
And one sported some really sexy socks.
Yep.
Also. So.
Okay, this is on Channel 11. So let's keep it above PG-13. Yeah. I had an interesting, I was not at our last study session because I was at U.S. Conference of Mayors leadership meeting in Washington, D.C. A couple of days, or 3 or 4 days last week. And I have to say it was a very productive meeting. We had the opportunity, and I'm anxious to share this in conversations with anyone who will tolerate me on this topic, but had the chance to meet with the several members of President Trump's cabinet, including the EPA chief and the Secretary of Transportation, Secretary of Education, very enlightening. The issues in Washington, D.C. are the same issues that we talk about in these meetings here. It has to do with the CDBG funding and a lot of other things that have a tremendous impact on the city of Mesa. So we're engaged in those debates back in Washington, D.C. I know that many of us are traveling to National League of Cities in just a few days to have this conversation as well through a different organization. So I felt really good about the time spent there. I thought it was very productive, and I feel much better prepared to deal with some of the local implications of some of the national things that are going on right now. Other reports, Mr. Freeman.
Why are you smiling, Mayor?
I see an interesting box in front of you. So
you know, we had our Lehigh Community Rodeo this last weekend, and Carrie, thank you for coming. It was a great community event. Mayor actually was able to come, and we served, I heard today, about 2,750 people at our barbecue, and there were probably close to 3,000 people there altogether, and we had a great fun-filled day, and it's already in the planning stages for next year. But appreciate city staff for coming. And Carrie had her barbecue meal there on a hay bale there at the side of the road.
I learned what mutton busting is.
Mutton busting, yeah.
Kids try sheep that come out of the gate really quickly. And goat dressing.
Goat dressing?
Goat dressing, yeah.
We bucked about 300 plus people between calves and sheep. So we had some people come from another part of this community, and they said they couldn't believe how efficient we were. So I appreciate that. In lieu of that, Mayor, we did offer to give you a buckle in appreciation. So I did have the buckles come in. And if you want to show this.
Absolutely.
Here's a buckle.
Oh, thank you very much. That's one of the coolest things.
These are kind of coveted. Not everybody gets them.
That's right. I didn't even have to wrestle anybody for that. But I didn't bust any muttons. I watched some of the mutton busting going on. There was the longest duration of any ride that I witnessed was about 2 or 3 seconds. So a good argument against mutton busting if you were considering that. Thank you very much. Lehigh, this was a huge success. And so let me just say amen to what Mr. Freeman just said. It's fun to have Lehigh in Mesa, Arizona. It's fun to not have a city that is, you know, generic cookie cutter from beginning to end. This is a wonderful rural, dark skies and smells like livestock in the appropriate places. And it's a wonderful place to live, and it's a wonderful community within our community. People in Lehigh love Lehigh for good reason. So, Mr. Freeman, you are justifiably proud of Lehigh, and I'm looking forward. Really, everybody in our community, there's some things you should do if you live in Mesa, Arizona. You should go to a spring training game. Otherwise, what a waste of an opportunity, and you should go to the Lehigh Days Rodeo. It's a lot of fun. So thank you for this. I'm very honored, and I will proudly wear this as often as possible. I'll have to work on the belt, but I think I can do that. Thank you. I didn't mean to cut you off. Anything else you want to? Okay. Thank you. Council, any other comments under this agenda item? Okay, hearing none, the next item on the agenda is item 3, scheduled for future meetings and general information. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Mayor and Council, we do not have any items scheduled for this coming Thursday, so our next study session meeting will be on Thursday, March 16th at 7:30 a.m.
Thank you very much. If there's nothing else, we'd entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye. Aye. Thank you. We are adjourned, and we will reconvene upstairs for our regular council meeting.